Begin the current daven sechel Shabbos daven ayin dal. Begin amid base. Begin with taste of masses. Begin the words of the Gemara. Haiman de parim silkum. Someone who minces beets. Taste comes to explain that this halacha of being chayv for toichin specifically, as Taste says, davka besilka shayach tchina. Yeah, when you're cutting very thin pieces, specifically grinding beets, that it's applicable to consider it as grinding, because since it's not edible raw unless you cut it very thin, so that really makes sense. The food item, which is essentially what grinding is. But other food items that are eaten raw, even without cutting very thin, Taish says actually would be permitted to go ahead and cut them very thin. Kinnik says the Masal says, begins the words of the Gemara, what would you say, that his intention is to go ahead and harden it. Taish explains what was the Gemara's Habamina and what's the Chiddush of the Gemara. And that is, the Gemara had a question on Rebacha Bar Avir. He said that if someone throws a moist peg into the oven, he's liable for mevashel. The Gemara says, obviously, it's cooking it. And this doesn't make a difference what you're cooking, if it's herbs or if it's a peg. So the Gemara answers, oh, you would have thought to say that this, that he's putting the peg into the oven is only to strengthen it and not to cook it, and there would be potter, as our Taiz Demas is going on. So Taiz says, Hach Bishl, this is what the Gemara was saying. Ve'em by Bishl Klal, and you would think, therefore, there's not going to be any Bishl at all, because that's only what it gets heated up beforehand, and when it gets softened. But that's not what he wants. And because that doesn't cause for it to be strengthened. Kamash Malam, that's what the Gemara says. That's the Chiddush of his teaching. Although his intention is to harden it, but Bishul, maybe yes, but there's still some cooking in it, because they may pour off if other come, because first it gets soft, and then it gets hard. So although the what he wants it to be hard, but essentially the Gemara is saying is that the softening is also, it contributes to it becoming hard, because if it wouldn't get softened by the heat, so then it wouldn't get, the peg wouldn't get hard. And therefore, v'chai begin mi'chai, because as Taisa says, "Avol ein lefarish." Don't explain as the words could be misread. Kamash malan, that's a chiddush. Deloyim min l'shuri gemoni gemachavim. That is intention not to harden the vessel; it's only to cook and there is mi'chai. No, that's not the case, because the perek im amid namrin the gemara that by zod avol amechaz menav says, "Kabehai nachri." By this non-Jew, the shod is sichsel atuna, where if he heated up the oven so that he could dry up a peg. So the gemara says, "Ikav by yisrael kara mi'kara shabridami." If a Jewish person went and already put in a raw gourd before the non-Jew heat up the oven, so that's okay, and that's not considered bishul akum, because the intention of the non-Jew was only to go ahead and dry up the moist peg. That a parak pshita, nothing more, obviously it's permitted, because it's like the case that a non-Jew that just singes the head of the animal just to remove the hair, permitted to eat it. It's not like as he intended to cook the top of the head of the animal. Shana, the Gemara says, no, what would you say, Levishulim Monikam Achavim's intention was to cook the vessel, and therefore the peg that he's putting is like Bishul Akam, and therefore there is the element of Bishul going on over here. Kamash Malam, that's what's coming to tell you, that Levishulim Monikam Achavim's intention is to go ahead and, no, only to harden the vessel, and not for Bishul Akam. So you see that when you're putting the peg into the oven, his intention is to harden it, not to cook it. Now, so most definitely, therefore, as we're saying, the intention lamaskon is that it's to harden it. It's just that to harden it, you have to first cook it. Now, interestingly, over there by the isra bishul akum, we're lenient. We say, okay, for that we're not considered as bishul akum. But here regarding the isra Shabbos, we're more stringent. They were going to consider it as definitely the bishul, even though again the intention is still primary to strengthen the vessel, to harden the peg. Tenek says, and that's begins with the Gemara, Chavita, V'tenura, V'chalta, the different cases that the Gemara brings regarding the barrel, the oven, and the basket made out of reeds. Which says, disagrees with Rashi regarding the halacha of Binyan B'Kelim. That is, the Gemara brought these cases that you can be Chayv 7, 8, 11, 13 different chatois. Now, Pirsh Rashi. Then Rashi addresses this one more malacha seemingly should be liable by all these cases. The Mishim B'ayna L'Mechayv. Why not Chayv? Because of building. You're building the barrel, the oven, or the basket. Says Rashi, no, because they ain't binyan b'kelim. There's no malacha of building by utensils. Which Taisa disagrees, says very near that does not seem to be correct. Because the davka b'machzor mitum nereshul cholis, where do we find there's no binyan b'kelim? By just putting back the pieces of a bed or a candelabra that's made of pieces, putting that thing back together again, that's what I mean that they ain't binyan b'kelim. That's why we say there's no building by utensils, by vessels. Avakusha eisla, garmer kol kliba, says Taisa, you're totally making from scratch a whole vessel? Mechayim b'shem b'ayna, you are going mechayim because of b'ayna. Like we find the Gemara later on of Kabeza Mabeza, it says, Haiman the aisle shupta be kofina the mark. Someone puts in the handle of a shovel into the shovel. Chai b'shem b'ayin is chai because of building. So you see that would be a violation of b'ayin. It says, Taisa b'tzachin, one has to have it analyzed is because the lelikshi mimenapech b'kleis chuchas the same pick, and that it shouldn't be difficult from the case that Gemara brings at the end of the parak regarding blowing into a glass vessel. So the Gemara says that, oh, one's going to be liable for makar patters. Why did you have the kudbaina? Obviously, say ein bein mekalim, even by the initial structure of a vessel. That's Taisa's Tzarachian regarding that case over there. The next Taisa Master begins with the Gemara Chachmi Seirashani. An unnatural type of wisdom is different, which Taisa explains the Gemara's answer. The Gemara had asked Rav Kahana that he said that spinning on the animal is going to be putter because not the derech, i.e., the women by the Mishkan in the Midbar. They went and they spun it on the animal itself. The Gemara says, no, that's not difficult because that's Chachmi Yisera, that's not the norm to do like that. Which Tais says what the Gemara is saying essentially is, well, Eitzim, and even those that could do and do like that, that Butla Daitmet Kaladam, then their intention, their custom is considered nullified in regards to the majority of people who is not the norm for them to do it like that. And therefore, it would not qualify as that Malacha. Because remember, it's like we say similarly in the Gemara later on, the Tzadik Bezim Abbez Gabi Achi Hutzel, where their custom was to carry on their head. The Gemara says carrying the head is not considered carrying, and therefore it's not going to be considered a violation of metalta and rishus rabbim. And whoever even does like that is considered batel daitla, it's kol adam, and therefore even for everyone it's not considered as the violation of the malacha. So next says the master begins with the Gemara shekin tzadik chalasim b'chulu, because this is what they had by those who had captured the chalasim fish, which Rashi over here gives one interpretation of what's the kosher matter regarding the nets. Taisus says, Bereisha l'kasharim, which the Gemara laid on Kofi Yonav on the Vez, Pirish Bekunji brings a different interpretation from Rashi. What's the Kosh Matim? What's the tying of the knot and untying the knot? Is Pa'am Shekosh Nasim Achmari, sometimes they have to tie the knots of the net, or Pa'am Matim Nasim, sometimes they have to untie the knots, because sometimes you need to have the knots closer together and sometimes further apart, and therefore that's what Rashi says later on over there. That's the interpretation of this case of the nets to be Kosh Matter, which was by the Mishkan, which they needed to capture these chalazim fishes for the dyes, for the tchelis that was used in the production of the ureas in the Mishkan.